Van Halen on 102.9 The Hog. Talk about the doldrums of training camp, not even a week into it. So this is what happens, Joe. You have to report on every little thing. Well, if it is little. Clay Matthews sits out practice again, two straight days. Sore knees, 6 days in, 5 days in. Eddie Lacy drops out of practice today, sore foot. 5 days, 6 days of practice, whatever it's been. I don't know. No big deal. Big deal. Uh-oh. Just reporters got to do their job and fill in the time.
I'll tell you, it's been 16 years. No, longer than that now. No, 16, almost 17 years since I moved to Wisconsin. And I thought that was the most bizarre thing about the news in Wisconsin. I remember because I moved up here before my wife moved up. She was pregnant with our second child. And I called her and I said, if Brett Favre breaks a fingernail at practice, it leads the news. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. I've never seen coverage like this. But then you get immersed in the culture and you realize that when you're in the doldrums of, as you said, training camp, but you're so fanatical about your team and you just can't wait to get started on the season, you talk about anything.
People crave the knowledge. They want to know everything.
Crawling through the desert, you drink the sand. You know what I mean? You just want something. So, to me, I just love that we're talking about football. I don't think it's anything to be concerned about. People leave practices all the time with sore foot, sore knee, sore shoulder. It's fine.
Sure. Now you have access. You have Twitter. You have
That's so what I mean.
Everything's known instantaneously.
Everything instantaneously. Is known instantaneously. So if anybody develops indigestion at the next practice, we will be sure and bring it to
That'll
you.
That'll be more fun to talk about.
Taking a trip to a strange new world.
And through the hourglass.
It's another Bob and Brian throwback playback from BobandBrianWorld.com.
It's the worldwide tour this week of the Bob and Brian throwback playback. We're talking about waffle houses in the South yesterday.
That was awesome, though.
Today, McDonald's is the topic of conversation. It's Bob and Brian's American Embassy. If you've traveled overseas, I can relate to that. Sometimes after a few days, you see the golden arches and go, yes, I want to taste the home.
Taste the home.
Taste the home. I know what I'm going to get. I know exactly what to expect, and you just kind of crave it and want to taste the home.
Give me a Royale with cheese. It's your Bob and Brian World throwback playback on 102.9 The Hog.
Think we're going to lose weight over there?
Hey, we got those in America. Let's go in and see if it looks like ours. You know.
Thanks for listening. They're still sorry. You can find more of the best and worst of 34 years of Bob and Brian at BobandBrianWorld.com.
Joe and Borna.
The Afternoon Roadhogs.
On 102.9 The Hog.
You know when it feels like you're the only guy, girl, at the office, who's out of the loop on something, whether it be
all the time,
an
Joe,
inside
all the time.
Joke or something going on in pop culture that you make an innocent statement and then everybody around you goes, what are you, an idiot? You don't know? How do you not know that? Who is this Rousey chick? I said that this morning.
Ronda Rousey?
Ronda Rousey.
You don't know who Ronda Rousey is?
Stop. I do now. I didn't this morning. But I was talking with Bob and
when
Brian.
When you say you didn't know her, did you not know the name? Did you not even know what she does or
oh, I
who
picked
she is?
Here's how I frame the question. No, I didn't know who she was or what she did until recent days. And then I see this name keep popping up my social media news feeds. No, you know, wasted all that money on a pay-per-view for a 35-second fight or whatever. Ronda Rousey's going to kick your ass. And I'm like, what's the big deal with this Ronda Rousey? And Bob goes, she's only like the biggest badass on the planet, Joe.
No, she is. She is, though.
Is this common knowledge, though? Am I just out of the loop on this one?
Yeah, I mean, she is arguably the most dominant athlete out right now.
Really?
Are you exaggerating? I'm not. Her, Serena Williams, maybe the other one. It's interesting that it's two women that are just dominating their sports. There's nobody that she can compete against that is even in her realm, and that's what everyone's talking about. I don't know if that's a good thing for UFC because she has no competition. I mean, her fight lasted 34 seconds on Saturday night. That's the longest a fight has lasted in three fights. The other two, I think, were 16 seconds and 14 seconds. She's destroying everybody.
Is UFC the same thing as MMA?
Yeah.
It is.
Okay. You really don't know.
Stop making fun of me. Stop it.
Yes.
I feel so stupid.
That's mixed martial arts.
Because I like to think
that's
I
the elite league.
I kind
of
stay
mixed
on
martial
top
arts
of
competition.
This. Why do they call it MMA versus UFC? What's
well, UFC
the difference?
Is the organization. It's like NFL, but it's football. Football's
so this
the game.
Is, UFC is the league.
Is the league. Is the organization.
MMA is the sport. Mixed
yes.
martial arts. I know
very
what
good,
MMA
very good. Very good.
You're such a dick. MMA, mixed martial arts. I got that.